I wanted to make some headway in places. Yeah, so let's see places. Is your cottage, you shall be put away in the crying after. So, as it says, Pierce for Kundris, Mishim de Gnaila, took the bottle of Teres Kalipin de Kibushim. The Philip of Kishiesh for Shabbat put the Yoga of the Teres Kalipin. Kostly away in a time. In Cain, plus the Yoga of the Kibla, the Kaddish, the Focus Mishabbat put the. He says, hey, when Tan asks if the reason why Chalitin doesn't work is because of Isha Brachos Mishav Reputin like Mekna and Apsha, plus the Yoda should help. Chalitin means Al Mishkol the Gemara later on Nafid Aleph by Beshamai. The Gemara says in Beshamai, Beshamai says that you need a dinner. The Gemara says, why? Because it's a Gnayalot, and it's got Eshes Brachos in the dinner. If it was Pashto Yoda, then even Bisham agrees that she couldn't miscarriage with Pachas Medina. So you see that even Mimakum, when there is a certain Kpeda, but if she's Pashto Yoda, then she's obviously, she doesn't have that Kpeda. So we should say the same thing over here. The Pshuta Tesis means only by Chalipin, it doesn't mean by Kesef in general. The Mordechai, though, when he brings this discussion on Rashi, he quotes this Kasha on Rashi, he makes it clear that the Kasha is there, the Taish is asking not only on Khalifa, he's asking on every Pachas and Shavaputta. The Kiddush and Pachas and Shavaputta should help us the other. So what's the Shana? How is Kasha, the Gemara is not Khalifa, what does that do with Kesef in general? It says the kosher of Enatam. The very beginning. I mean, the Torah time in Shem Dignayel or Mash with the Moshe writes this Kaddish for Kaddish Oysa Miskadeshes. So then he adds, it's in brackets. I don't know what it means, it's in brackets. Bim Kain, Bim Masnissen, I might find the Puto. The Mishnah says Puto. Why Puto? If it's Pashto Yod, it's even less than a Puto. The Mishnah is not talking about Khalifa, the Mishnah is talking about Prophet, the Mishnah is talking about Kedusha Kesef. Apparently, in the Mordechai's version, at least, of Rabbeinu Tam understood Rashi that the Gemara's svar of Isha b'kochus mishav b'putul and Niknaya nafsho, it's not a new svar that the Gemara is inventing over here with Abe Chalipin. The Gemara, how did the Gemara know that Isha b'kochus mishav b'putul and Niknaya nafsho? From Posh Pratt, it's a new svar. The Gemara knew, the Gemara took him somewhere. Isha b'kochus mishav b'putul and Niknaya nafsho. The Mordechai apparently understood that Rashi's reading of the Gemara is the Gemara knows Isha Brachos Mishav Putul in Miknaya Nafsha because that's why Kesef has to have a Putul. Because Isha Brachos Mishav Putul in Miknaya Nafsha. And that's why Chalipin doesn't work. Chalipin is Isha Brachos Mishav Putul and Isha Brachos Mishav Putul in Miknaya Nafsha. Which we know from the fact that Kiddush Kesef is only Putul, like it says in the Mishnah. In fact, what about Pashto Yoda? All right, that's how it sounds. Why is it Sadova Kosha? So it would come out if that's true. That the only reason why you need a putta by Kiddusha Kesef, according to, if Rabbeinu Tam's understanding of Rashi is correct, then it would mean that according to Rashi, or at least the Mordechai's understanding of Rashi is correct, then it would mean that according to Rashi, the reason why Kiddusha Kesef needs a shomer putta is only because Isha b'kochus and shomer putta in the Kaya Nafsha, which would in turn imply that by Kinyan Kesef in general, let's say by a soda, you could do Kinyan Kesef even with the Pachas Mishav Reputa. That's a tremendous chiddush. Well, that's so. Maybe that's what Rashi will hold. The Kinyan, you know, if the check engine, I don't know, Shas, see if that's really, if there's a cash on that. But the Chor, that's an American took Rashi to mean. That this is a general rule. Ish, the reason why Beisil Aymer Beputa is because Ish the Pachas Mishav Reputa is by an option. Okay, anyway, that's in Taish doesn't say that the Ferris, that's Dabam in Rashi. A little bit is Mashmah. A little bit. truth is that even in Taisus the way we have it, it's a little bit mashma that way also, because the kashya Rabbi Adam the imkain kashya yoda the kibla tiskadish be pachus mishaber puto. He should say tiskadish be chalipu. Tiskadish pachus mishaber puto sounds like he's talking about pachus mishaber puto in general. Anyway, I'll complain about more kaiyitz in the forest, except that it's in brackets. So I know what they mean that it's in brackets. Maybe in some kisviyah they didn't have it. That's a posture, that that's the right gears. The Chayar Taisa Kasha needs to be all together. Why in Taisa is a different question? Taisa is asking posture of if she's willing to take a pocket and shove a buddha. So then she should be able to be. Let's assume Taisa is asking by chalipa. Let's assume that he's asking if he's asking by kesef in general, maybe it looks different. But let's assume that Taisa is asking specifically about chalipa. So what's he asking? He's asking chalipa and pachas mishaber puto. Let it work if she's poshut yada. Why Taisa is better? Chalipa more than mishaber puto should work. Chorek, chalipin, that's more than shavu puta, is like poshta yoda and chalipin of pachos shavu puta. No, it's the same thing. Chalipin, that's more than shavu puta, she would be misrachted. The gnai is only in pachos shavu puta. Taisa is asking, chalipin, pachos shavu puta, if it's poshta yoda, so she's shown that by her it's not a gnai, so then the chalipin should work. So yes, better. Never mind a particular woman was poshta yoda. Every woman who's makabal chalipin, more than shavu puta, should work. Every woman who's makabal chalipin, more than a shavu puta, so then it's not a gnai. So let the chalipin work.
Why is that better? Sorry.
It's more addressed to who says maybe Pashtiyot is different. But this is addressing to where Rashi talked about Beferish. Rashi talks about Beferish, what's going to be if it'll be more than a shavu puta. Rashi Beferish, then the chalipin doesn't work. So Taish says, yes, why not? Lamai said, then you have a reason. What does he have to command to Pashtiyot? Elamai, Rashi really addressed that. Rashi said that once there's no chalipin b'pachas m'shavar puto, so it's batal l'taris chalipin, even more than a shavar puto. So if it's batal l'taris chalipin by more than a shavar puto, so who I didn't? It's batal l'taris chalipin by pashta yoda. What's the difference? The charet zara pashta yoda is no different than more than a shavar puto, and it's even, if anything, it's even weaker. Because by when the chalipin is worth the shavar puto, so any woman would be makabel. Because it's not a gnai. Poshta yoda, most women wouldn't be makabel chalipin pachas and shavar puto, because it's a gnai. This one woman, she was poshta yoda. Rashi says that even if the chalipin had a shavar puto, any woman would be poshta yoda. I mean, if she likes the guy, obviously, but any woman would be poshta yoda. That's not a gnai for anybody. And Rashi addresses that, and he says, yeah, but once there's no chalipin pachas and shavar puto, so both of the tar is chalipin. The Ran said it's a Gilya Yigat, the Rashi said a little bit different shot, we'll cook in a second. But upon Rashi the Ferish, it's Botul Ataris Chalipin. No, so by the same token, if it's Botul Ataris Chalipin, if the Chalipin has a Shavar Puto, and then it would have been, and then it's not a Gnai for any women, but still Botul Ataris Chalipin, so when it's Mamash less than a Shavar Puto, but this woman happened to be Poshta Yoda, what's it going to help? But it's Botul Ataris Chalipin. What's this Kasha B'chav? The Ran, the Moshul, when he asked the Kasha, the Ran Taka asked him more than a Shavar Puto. And the Ran answers that Tzgili and Ki'ikach. When the Ran brought Rashi's Pshat, or the Rashi's gifts in the Gemara, and the Ran Taka asked, less than Shavu Puta, I understand, it's a Gnai, but what about more than Shavu Puta? So the Ran answers, out there, Rashi, maybe it's not exactly the same as Rashi, we talked about Richos. The Ran answers, well, if it doesn't work less than a Shavu Puta, it's a Gili and a Ki'ikach, doesn't mean Chalipin. Taisus, he's not bothered by the more than a Shavu Puta. It's very strange. Taisus is not bothered by the Batul Ataris Chalipin part of Rashi. He doesn't ask him that. Taisha is that part. Well, why is it bottle? Why if it's more than a shavu puta, if it's a bottle, then it's not a gnai. Taisha doesn't blink any. Doesn't blink. Doesn't bat an eyelash. That's fine. He swallows that part of the Rashi. Once chalipin is bottle by more less than a shavu puta, so chalipin is bottle by more than a shavu puta. But what is Taisha? But what about poshta yoda? Why is poshta yoda more of a kash than more than a shavu puta? If he can live with more than a shavu puta being bottle, why can't he live with? If he can live with the idea that chalipin is bottle, even if it's more than a shavu puta and not a gnai to anybody. So why can't he live with the idea that if it's less than a shavu puta, and then it's a gnai to 95% of the women in the world, but this woman happens to be poshta yoda, so it's also about the l'taris chalipin.
Why is that true? I thought we were explaining that with him actually that it's a kenaya across the board, even by Yosef Shachar, because that's the nature of the kenyan. And now the whole thing is a kenaya.
Oh.
The biggest thing is that it's possible to show Brita.
So it's a different what?
Meaning, assuming that that's true, that everything is a kenaya, no matter how much they give me, because the actual ma'aseh kenyan of chalitah is a kenaya,
right.
So then the best question Tosfos could ask would be from possible to show Brita, and that would include everything more than that for sure also.
Right. So maybe in Taif means like this. Taisis understands that a chalipin less than a shavu puta. First, let's say with Adni Lundus. Maybe just in the cheshbon advar, it sounds like Taisis holds that to say that if there's no chalipin less than a shavu puta, so therefore even chalipin more than a shavu puta, it's batul teres chalipin. That Taisis understands. But Taisis held that if even by pochus mishavu puta, there could be a case where she's misratze, namely by tvasta yada, then teres chalipin shouldn't be batul. I mean, with Adni Svara, just stam, what L'chorid is L'chorid's Mukhan Taisha, that's what he's saying. Now, here I have to put in parentheses, at risk of public we have to add parenthetically. The whole problem is only if we don't learn like the Mordechai. If we learn like the Gears in the Mordechai, if Rabbeinu Tam is asking what the Mordechai asks, then the whole problem disappears. Taisus understands that Taisus Chalipin is bottle. But Taisus is asking on Kenyan Kesef. Kenyan Kesef, Pachos Mishover Kutu, why is it in the health of the other? You can't say bottle with Taisus Kesef. The Kesef works. So why do you need Shover Kutu? Because he should Pachos Mishover Kutu, like Mekdai and Afshar somehow. So let it help Pachos the other. Yeah, but the Mordechai is difficult in its own right. But again, you know, the Mordechai is not as difficult because Kinushi Kesef, maybe less than Shover Kutu, is just not Kesef. What's the cash in the first place? Assuming that Taisus is not asking on Kesef, he's asking specifically on Chalipin. So this is what you have to say. If Taisus understands that if there's no Chalipin Pachos in Shomer Puta, then Chalipin is bottle even if it's more than a Shomer Puta. But Taisus is asking, but even by Pachos in Shomer Puta, you could have Pashto Yoda. And if by even Pachos in Shomer Puta, you could have Pashto Yoda, then Taisus Chalipin shouldn't be bottle at all. And chalipin should work, at least in the case where it's not ignited, like pashtu yada. And then already it'll work even more than a shavu puta. And then who I did chalipin more than a shavu puta will work. Once taris chalipin is not bottle, then it's not bottle at all. And we could be meisif ahavana in the kasha. This is what you're saying. The way we were mazbir Rashi, why is it hak a bottle of taris chalipin? Meisif more than a shavu puta is not ignited. So why is it bottle of taris chalipin? So I said, as bar Rashi is, I suggested anyway that the Hasbara in Rashi is that the Svara of Ishut Pachos Mishor Putul in Miknaya Nafsha is that a Maisa Kabbalah B'Yama Chalipin ordinarily is a Maisa Kabbalah B'Yama because it doesn't have a Shomer Putul. So what is it? What makes the Gnir Stas? Every Kenyan Kesef, Kenyan Chalipin works on the fact, on the basis of the fact that the Kabbalah shows the Gnir Stas. So by Kesef, the Shavius, the fact that I got Shavius shows the Gnir Stas. Chalipin, I'm not getting Shabbos in any less than a Shomer Puta. The Maisa Kabbalah B'Alma shows it creates or demonstrates the Gemira's Das. It creates and demonstrates. That's why it's a Kenyan, because it creates the Gemira's Das, and that's the Kenyan, that I did something that creates the Gemira's Das. So the Maisa Kabbalah B'Alma creates the Gemira's Das, and the Gemara is Mechadish that by Kiddushin that's not true. Because the Maisa Kabbalah B'Alma is not enough for Gemira's Das for Kiddushin. That's enough. It's enough for Gemira's Das of buying a Sodom. But for the Gemir's Das, the buying of Kiddushin, you need to have a Shabbos. A Maisa Kabbalah B'Alma doesn't do it. So then I said, what's more than a Shavu Puta? So Rashi is Batul Taris Chalipin. So I suggested the Pshat in Rashi is, because even if it happens to have a Shavu Puta, but the Etzim Pinyin Chalipin is the Maisa Kabbalah B'Alma. So, and the Maisa Kabbalah B'Alma doesn't have a Gemir. For the Maisa Kabbalah B'Alma, it's not Gemir Das. Are you giving her a Shabbos? So that's King and Kesef. Right? You have to say Loshen Kesef. You didn't say Loshen Kesef. You said Loshen Chalipin. Lashon Chalipin, by definition, means you're being Makadosher. You're with a Maisa Chalipin. What's Chalipin? That you're being Makadosher with a Gemiras Das that's created by a Maisa Kabbalah B'Alma. Well, by Kiddushin, a Maisa Kabbalah B'Alma doesn't create a Gemiras Das. That's what we said in Rashi. So if that's true, then we could perhaps understand also Taisus Kasher. Taisus is asking, but what about if even in the Maisa Kabbalah B'Alma she had a reason? What if she showed a Gemiras Das for a Maisa Kabbalah B'Alma? She was Pashto Yoda. If she's Pashto Yoda, then she's demonstrating that she has a Gemiras Das for a Maisa Kabbalah B'Alma. So that should work even with Teres Chalipin. course, if you gave her more than a shavar puta, but she wasn't kashli yada, it was belayla, whatever you knew, it was shavar shliach. So then, I don't see a ritzui for the maisa kabbalah be'am. Yes, there might be a ritzui for the shavis, but that's kesef, you're doing chalipin. But here, by Pashto Yoda, she's showing a Gmir's Das for a Maisa Kabbalah Be'ahama. So that's a Gmir's Das in Chalipin. So let the Kenya Chalipin work. Okay, that's the Havana of your entice. That's what he's asking. He understands that more than a Shavu Puta, it's Botulah Teres Chalipin. Because even if it happens to be more than a Shavu Puta, but the Chalipin is the Maisa Kabbalah Be'ahama, and that's the Gemara, that a Maisa Kabbalah Be'ahama doesn't make Gmir's Das for Kiddush. But what if she was supposed to yoda? Then you have a gemir's das v'kiddushin for a ma'aser kabbalah be'alma. That already should work. And then kolmer. Then it's not bottle of teres chalipin either. I think that's the havana of Tosfos Kasha. So what can we say back on behalf of Rashi? Ma'aser Tosfos has a taina. What about poshto yoda? What's the difference in the dinil of Beishama? And now you can't say that in Nechrami, Poshti Yoda works, but Beshami, the Gemara says in Nechrami, Poshti Yoda like Amina. Beshami agrees that if you were Poshti, if she's Poshti Yoda, you could be Matajit with Bokas Medina. Can't say that by Chalipin, because then there's not Botul Teres Chalipin. The whole Gemara is that it's Botul Teres Chalipin. So if it's Botul Teres Chalipin, that means it's Botul, even if it's Poshti Yoda. But why? There you have to see it, Gemir's Dasar, and I think of all about it. Maybe we could say here. Maybe we could say as far. Once we understand, once we flesh it out to this degree, so then maybe we could say as far as well. What Rashi will do with Tosfos? How Rashi would respond to Tosfos Kasha? What happens by Poshto Yod? Because what's coming out is like this: the Havon in Rashi, we said, is that the Kinyan Chalipin, how does Kinyan Chalipin work? Kinyan Chalipin is Mitaris Kesef. Rashi, the Ran, it's Mitaris Kesef. It's Kik Kesef. Rashi doesn't give it. The idea is, because the mechanism of the Kinyan is that the Kabbalah shows the Gemir's Das. That's the Kinyan Shema. The way Kinyan Chalipin works, Kinyan Kesef also that now, is that the Kabbalah is a demonstration of the Gemir's Das. Every Kinyan, every Kinyan has its own logic, its own concept. You know, Meshich is Achnos L'Shusa, and so on. The logic of Kinyan Kesef, and Kinyan Chalipin also going to Rashi, because Kinyan Chalipin is Mitayres Kesef. The logic of Kinyan Chalipin is that the Kabbalah shows the Gemir's Das. The Maisa Kabbalah, which Kesef is the Maisa, the receipt of Shabbos. By Chalipin, you don't have Shabbos, but the Maisa Kabbalah shows the Gemir's Das. By Kiddushin, it doesn't. The Maisa Kabbalah itself does not show the Gemir's Das, because the Maisa Kabbalah, since it's a Gnai, it could be Miskaddish for a Maisa Kabbalah Balma. So therefore, a Maisa Kabbalah Be'alma doesn't show it Gemir's Das Kiddush. So it lacks in the Maisa Kiddush. So what's Tosfos Kasha? But what would it be if she was Poshto Yoda? So if she's Poshto Yoda, so she's showing that she is Mizratzim. So I think the answer would be, for Rashi, that even if she's showing that she's Mizratzim, but her Ritzui has nothing to do with the Maisa Kiddush. What if a Mizratzim says I'm Mizratzim for Kiddush without any Maisa Kiddush? Stand under the chuppah, and she'll say her vows, and he'll say his vows, and she'll say, I'm being mistrasif for Gilushin. But it doesn't work, because you need a Maisa Kinyan. So, and how does the Maisa Kinyan of Chalipin work? The mechanism, the idea of the Maisa Kinyan of Chalipin, is that the Maisa Kabbalah is that the Nesina Sachalipin, the receipt of the Maisa Kabbalah, shows the Gemir's Das. And that's not true by Gilushin. Because a Maisa Kabbalah of a Chalipin, of a Maisa Kabbalah of Alma that doesn't have a Shavuos, does not show Gemir's Das. So Chalipin per se doesn't show Gemir's Das. In a case where it wasn't Poshto Yoda. I mean, how could have Chalipin without a Poshto Yoda? Let's say it was Alayla or Ali Beit Shliach. In a case where you don't have Poshto Yoda. So now it happens to be that she was Poshto Yoda. So her Poshto Yoda is like Menachutz. She's showing, yes, I love him, I want to marry him. That's very nice. It was supposed to be that she wants to marry him. But that's not, it's not triggered. I don't see the Ritzui as having been triggered by the Maisa Kabbalah. Because the Maisa Kabbalah, Mitzad Atzmoi, doesn't have the Koyach to affect the Ritzui. So she happens to be Misratze, because she wants to marry him. So she was Misratze. But it's nothing to do. It's like she'll say, let's say she would say, stand by Kiddush Kesef. Guy gives her Kesef, or Tabas, or whatever it is, and she says, I don't believe in rings, but I want to marry you anyway. Nothing at all. I don't need the ring. My love transcends such baubles as rings. I want to marry you. So, it's not Kiddush. Yes, she's mishatzah to get married, but it's nothing to do with the Maisik Kinyan. It has to be somehow a Maisik. Of course, it doesn't mean, you know, obviously she's not marrying him because she likes rings. But nonetheless, the Maisik Kinyan has to be that the Ritzui is triggered by the Kabbalas HaShabbos, in the case of Kesef. And likewise by Chalipin. For Chalipin to work, the Ritzui has to have something to do with the Kabbalas HaSudr. The Kabbalas HaSudr has to demonstrate a Ritzui. How does the Kabbalas HaSudr demonstrate a Ritzui? Because if we're talking about a soda, and Kabbalah Sasuda by most people would be enough to affect the Ritzui. Again, we have to know what it means, because people don't sell fields because they get handkerchiefs. Right? So we're not saying that that's what convinced them to sell the field. Obviously, selling the field because they're giving them $1 million for the field. But nonetheless, since that's the way the Gemara's Das is demonstrated, it's demonstrated by a Kabbalah Sasuda. And the Kabbalah Sudr is how, by being the Kabbalah Sudr, that's how I demonstrate my Gemara's Das. Because I sort of go through the motion of the motion of the Kenyan is that I'm Mizratza al Yedei, it's a formality. But the formality is I'm Mizratza al Yedei the Kabbalah Sudr. Ke'ilu, I'm Mizratza in exchange for the Kabbalah Sudr. Even though Avad is a backstory, but nonetheless, that's the way the Maisik Kenyan works. So the Kabbalah Sasudr, in the Kabbalah Sasudr, is munuch, the whole Gemara's Das. That's only true in the context of a Sadr, where people do that, where that's normal to be Misratze with the Kabbalah Sasudr. But in the context of Kiddushin, where it's not normal to be Misratze with the Kabbalah, with the Maisei Kabbalah, Bialim, with the Kabbalah Sasudr, you have to get a Shavuos, and most people would not be Misratze for that. So even if she happens to be Misratze, so it's like, you can't invent a new Maisei Kinyan. But you know, she can invent a new Maisei Kinyan that... But that's not the Kinyan Sudr. The Kinyan Sudr is a Ritzi that comes because of the Kabbalah Sasudr. And her Ritzi doesn't come from the Kabbalah Sasudr because the Kabbalah Sasudr is not mitzad atzmai enough to affect the Ritzi for Kiddushin, because it's a Gnayel. So it's different than Beis Shammai. In Beis Shammai, you're doing regular Kinyan Kesef. And Kinyan Kesef is a Kinyan for Shavuos, and that's Shayach by Kiddushin also, and Beis Shammai also agrees. Shammai holds it, but it happens to be that women don't want to get married for it doesn't pass. My friend is a last month. It doesn't pass. He's going to give her a Cracker Jack ring, a ring from a Cracker Jack's box. It doesn't pass. Less than a Shabbat dinner, it doesn't pass for her to go into the Kiddushin. So it's not that there's something wrong with the Maisik Kinyan. The Maisik Kinyan the Maisik Kinyan of Kesef is Shabbos. It's not a different Maisik Kinyan if you give a putter, if you give a dinner. It's the same Maisik Kinyan of Kesef. It happens to be that she has a Hakpodim and a Chutz not to be Miskadeshes for Pochas mit dinner. But it's not that Pochas Medinah is intrinsically a different kind of Maisik Kinyan than a Pruta. It's the same Maisik Kinyan. You know, and if you have a Maisik Kinyan for a dinner, you can have a Maisik Kinyan for a Pruta too. Or a Maisik Kiddushin. She happens to be Makbedes Alasma, and if she shows that she's not Makbedes Alasma because she was Pashto Yodah, then fine, Shalom Al Yisrael. But here it's different. Here, the Ritzui of Chalipin is Be'etzim a Ritzui for a Maisik Kabbalah Ba'alma. It's different than the Ritzui of Kesef. The Ritzui of Kesef is for Shabbos. The Ritzui of Chalipin is for a Maisei Kabbalah Ba'alma. A Maisei Kabbalah Ba'alma doesn't show Ritzui for Kiddushin. So this woman happens to be Poshli Yodo, so she is Misratza. So very nice, she's Misratza, but so go do a Maisei Kinyan. But the Maisei Kinyan itself doesn't show the Ritzui. What shows the Ritzui is the Poshli Yodo. Poshli Yodo is not part of the Maisei Kinyan. The Maisei Chalipin is not the Poshli Yodo, the Maisei Chalipin has to show the Ritzui. If the Maisei Chalipin doesn't show the Ritzui is only shown by the Poshli Yodo. So that's like she made a declaration that she has a Ritzui. That's not a Maisik Kinyan. It's not a Maisik Kinyan unless I see the Ritzui in the Maisik Kinyan itself, and by Khalifan I don't. Some that's what Rashi would say. Yeah, then you have to know what would Tosfos say back. Okay, that far I'm not going to... I mean, maybe you could say already here. No, maybe you could say, maybe Tosfos holds that the Poshto Yodah goes into the Maisik Kinyan. It's not like a dog in the chutz. The Poshto Yodah goes into the Chalim Maisei Chalipin itself. I even could add that also. Okay. That takes us another kash. Let's move on. Okay, but the Torah time of... We should deny the law. Okay, in my life, the Gemara, Bansi Rabbiani, the copy of the Kopti and the Shayat, the Makashi, the Pokhsin, the Mitakava, the Dinri. Hechi deparach l'kaman, and milsa de beishamai. They say, why did the Gemara ask from Banzer Rabbi Yali? By beishamai, the Gemara asks, I hochi, if a woman is only makban on a dinner, so Banzer Rabbi Yali, when makban on takavah the dinner, the dinner, they shouldn't be miskadesh, even the kochas may be takavah the dinner. How did the Gemara over here didn't ask? I don't know what Tosfos is asking. The Gemara asks in Beishamai from Takava the Dinri, and the Gemara is a teretz. The Gemara is a teretz that the Gemara's teretz basically is the way Tosfos over there learns that the Gemara's Tosfos learns the Gemara like this. The Gemara over there by Beishamai. Beishamai saying you need a dinner because Ishamak Pedes Alatzma. So it says my time with the Beishamai Ishamak Pedes Alatzma. So the Gemara thinks that's even by Pashto Yoda, even if she's Pashto Yoda. Doesn't work because most women are makban and a dinner. I think, well, that's the way it is. So, Pansa Rav Yani or makban and takav the dinner, it also won't help Pashto Yoda. That means that even that by Pansa Rav Yani, even if they're Pashto Yoda, you can't be makadish them with less than takav the dinner. I think, well, it's not the rechel shiur. So, every woman, you're going to have to calibrate. You know, you have to look up her she's going to have to fill out a FAFSA before we could figure out exactly how much kesef kedushin you need. Not shaykh, that should be the dinner. So, the more answers. That no, Pashto Yoda works across the board. Pashto Yoda, I don't care how much she's mocked, but if she's Pashto Yoda, she was Misratz, and that's true even in Beishamai. Beishamai we're only talking about Belailo or Ali Dei Shliach, so then she doesn't know what she's getting. We don't see a Pashto Yoda. So then we have to go to the default. The default is that most women are only Misratz for a dinner, and Banzer Rav Yali would also be Misratz for a dinner because they know that if it's Shaloi B'faneim, they're not going to give them more than Shar Nosha. So at the end of the day, the Gemara solves the problem of Banzer Rav Yali. Tosfos' problem is because Banzer Rav Yani Monashach, if you gave it to them, they were misratzen. If you didn't give it to them, then they taka know that they're not going to get anything special. So what does Tosfos want over here? Some is connected. So what Tosfos is asking? So Chor Tosfos is asking. Chor is connected to the previous question. But since Chalipin doesn't work even by Pashto Yoda, that's what Tosfos in the earlier question asked, why not? But that's presumably true that Chalipin doesn't work even by Pashto Yoda, otherwise it wouldn't be Batul Teres Chalipin. So Chalipin doesn't work even by Pashto Yoda. So that means that a Kepeda works even by Pashto, that the Gemara is saying now that this Hakpada works even by Pashto Yoda, so then it reads Shvesa, Banzer Rav Yani also. Why does it help by Pashto Yoda? Let me put it differently. I'm not so sure I understand this second question of Tosfos. I'm not sure I understand what the second question on Tosfos is moisif on the first question. In the Gemara over there by Banzer Rav Yani, let me put it differently. By the Gemara over there by Banzer Rav Yani, at the end of the day, Banzer Rav Yani are not exceptional. Because Marashach, if it was Pashto Yoda, then they're Misratzer for less than a Katana, didn't it? And if it's Shaloi Bifneim, then they're also Misratzer for less than the Takava Dinri, because they know Shaloi Yitnu Lehem Geisim Yishai Nosh. So at the end of the day, there's no such thing as Banzer Rav Yani. What was the Gemara's kasha over there? The Gemara over there had a Havamino. The time of the Beishamah is that even by Pashto Yoda, we look at her Hakapodos. And Pashto Yoda, like, even by Pashto Yoda, she needs a dinner. So the Gemara thought, if that's true, so by Banzer Rav Yani, it should be the same thing. That even if she was Pashto Yoda, you should have to have a takava to dinner. So the question came about because the Gemara thought that the dinner of Beishamais was even by Pashto Yoda. So the Gemara asked, if it's even by Pashto Yoda, how do you explain Banzer Rav Yani? And the Gemara's terence is Pashto Yoda leitamino. I'm not talking about a case of Pashto Yoda. If I was talking about a case of Pashto Yoda, you're right, there'd be a problem with Banzer Rav Yani. But we're not talking about Pashto Yoda. Pashto Yoda is different. plus the yodah shows a reason. So what does Taisus want now? Taisus, he says, the Gemara should be bothered by Bansa Rabbi Yala. Manushuk. If the Gemara is talking even by Poshta Yodah, by Chalipin, so I understand why there's a kashim from Bansa Rabbi Yala, because we're talking about Poshta Yodah. But if we're talking about even by Poshta Yodah, but that was the first kashim of Taisus. What by Poshta Yodah should be, why doesn't Poshta Yodah work? Because why do you have this paid even by Poshta Yodah? Poshta Yodah should work. He's already asked that. That was the first kashi. By Poshta Yodah, the Chalipin should work. If by Poshta Yodah, the Chalipin works, like Taisus asked in the first kashi, then there's no kashi from Masa Rebbe Yana. Poshta Yodah, like Tamim. That's what I'm saying. Maybe Taisus is like, Alderech Miwanashuch. If by Chalipin, Poshta Yodah. If by Chalipin Poshta Yodah works, then there's no kashrut from Banser Abyani. Poshta Yodah works, so Poshta Yodah like Amina. But then why is it Batul Teres Chalipin? Elamai, Poshta Yodah doesn't work by Chalipin. I may have said it wrong. It's not even Manasha. I'll tell you something like this. If Poshta Yodah would work by Chalipin, then there would be no kashrut from Banser Abyani. But that would be absurd, then it wouldn't be Batul Teres Chalipin. So it must be that Poshta Yodah does not work by Chalipin. So Taisus' first question is, why not? Why doesn't Poshta Yodah work by Chalipin? Taisus' second question is, and if for some reason Poshta Yodah, and whatever the reason is, but it's Muchach, Poshta Yodah doesn't work by Chalipin. I say, A, why doesn't it work? But B, even if you'll tell me why it doesn't work, so let the Gemara ask from Banser Rabbi Yani, because by Banser Rabbi Yani also it shouldn't work. If Poshta Yodah doesn't work by Chalipin, then it shouldn't work by Banser Rabbi Yani either. And what would Rashi answer? I believe maybe this is more interesting, the more interesting point. And what would Rashi answer to Banser Rabbi Yani? Why didn't Gemara ask from Banser Rabbi Yani? This goes to what I said before. It's not doim with the Banser Rabbi Yani. By Chalipin, Poshta Yodah doesn't work, because the chisor is in the kinyan itself. The maise kabbalah be'alma doesn't show the mirrors das for kiddushin ka'omar, and therefore there's a lack in the maise kinyan. For that, Poshta Yodah doesn't help, because the Poshta Yodah it shows ritzui. The Poshta Yodah shows ritzui, but that's not good enough. I need the kinyan to show ritzui. Chalipin is not a kinyan because it doesn't show ritzui for kiddushin. So it's batul teres chalipin the kiddushin. That's not the same as. That's not the in Masha'enkin, in the case of Beis Shammai, as I said before, Kenyan Kesef works according to Beis Shammai no different than according to Beis Hillel, and Kenyan Kesef is even with the Pruto. So why did Beis Shammai insist on a dinner? Because there's a Hakpadim min Achutz. It's not a lack in the Maisa Kenyan. It just happens to be that there's a Hakpadim min Achutz and issues of Makpadim at dinner. But she's Posh the Yoda. And if Posh the Yoda doesn't help, if Posh the Yoda doesn't show anything about it, doesn't, you know, if her faith exists even though she was Posh the Yoda, so then, Banser Rabbi Yana, they also have Akpadim and Achutz. They say, why would Poshta Yodah over there work? The more answer is Poshta Yodah like Amin and Echirani. And Akpadim and Achutz, it helps Poshta Yodah. Because according to Rashi, the whole thing doesn't stop. The Gemara. According to Rashi, it's Enedim. Here we're talking about a chesor of the Maisa Kinyan. Chalipin is a chesor of the Maisa Kinyan because it doesn't show Gmir's Das of the Kiddushin. So what's it going to make a difference if she's Poshta Yodah? The Poshta Yodah shows Gmir's Das, but the Kinyan didn't show Gmir's Das. The Chalipin has to show the Gmir's Das. It doesn't help me that the Poshta Yodah shows Gmir's Das. The Chalipin has to show Gmir's Das, and the Chalipin can't show Gmir's Das of the Kiddushin. And therefore, Poshta Yodah Kaka doesn't help. Because it's irrelevant. In the case of the Gemara Dafir Alek, Beis Shammai, talking about Kinyan Kesef. And Kinyan Kesef according to Beis Shammai works the same as according to Beis Hillel, and the Shavu Pruta is a Kinyan Kesef that shows the Gemara's Das. But there's a Kedem in a Chutz. It doesn't lack in the Maisa Kinyan. If you're Makadosh Nisha with the Pruta according to Beis Shammai, it doesn't lack in the Maisa Kinyan, because it's a Maisa Kinyan that can show Gemara's Das for Kiddushin too. But just, I don't believe that she's really Misratzit, because it's a Gnayalah. So I don't believe that this woman is really being Misratzit to Kiddushin. Affecting her, but she says that she is. She says that she's Misratzit for Kiddushin. Maybe you're by Lila. But you're doing it by Yom. She says she's being Misratzit for the Kiddushin. So why doesn't that help? Elamai, for some reason we don't believe her. So then Batsit Abiyami should be the same thing. So the Mary answers, Pashto Yodaloi Kamino. Pashto Yodaloi Kamino. If she says she's Misratzit, she's Misratzit. But the case of Vishama is a case where we don't know if she's Misratzit or not. So Vishama say, Kitcha Balailo, Kitcha Al Yvesh Liab, there's an umdano that if there was a dinner, she wasn't Misratzit for the Kiddushin. Because it's a passion pun. That she should be Misratzit, she should be Misratzit, such a Kiddushin. So there you have the whole Shaka Vitari of Bansi Rabbiani, because there was a halamina that Poshta Yoda, because there was a halamina that we're saying that Poshta Yoda doesn't help in a Hakpodim in a Chutz. Because Beshami is a Hakpodim in a Chutz. And then when a halamina that Poshta Yoda doesn't help even for Hakpodim in a Chutz. Frankly, more, if Poshta Yoda doesn't help even for Hakpodim in a Chutz, so by Bansi Rabbiani, also Poshta Yoda shouldn't help. The worst answer is Poshta Yoda loy kamino. Here, in the case of Chalipin, we're not talking about Hakpodim in a Chutz. We're talking about a lack in the Maisik Kinyan that it doesn't show Gemara's Das. For that, of course, Pashto Yoda doesn't help. That's irrelevant. The Bansi Rabbiani. Bansi Rabbiani is only Akbodim and Achutz. So it has nothing to do with the issue of Khalid. Okay, let's go on. Sorry, we'll bring maybe too long. L'chach nir l'bein atam. D'gassinon, b'tochus m'shor v'put v'loi m'knayim, v'l'gorz m'afshim. V'loi b'kpeid atalya milsim. אלא היינו טיימו, שדגום הכיחו כיחו מסתייף ונכסיב בי כסף. פרוכה שפיר ופוטו לא ימיק בי כסף. והמק ששיק שתחילו ואימו הקנמי, והמק ששיק שהיק שתחילו. Now, first place explains the maskar limo. Each of פרוכה שפיר ופוטו לא ימיק בי כסף means in Torah שתי כסף, and חליפן is not כסף because it's a פרוכה שפיר ופוטו. So what was the worst cash in the first place that חליפן should work? והמק ששיק שתחילו ואימו הקנמי, that he wanted Chalipin to work, Mishlina Chalipin from Stayefin, and why not Shtarim Chazoka? Oh, we skipped that Kashin Taisus. Taisus asked about Shtarim Chazoka. Right? Why doesn't Chazoka work by an issue? Oh, we skipped something. Let's go back. Vay Kosha came in the Saka back to Chash, Lumig Mekinyoni Isha Mekinyoni Sod, and came Isha Nami Tikni Vechazoka Kamei Sod. It's not so clear. What would the Chazoka by an issue be? What would be the Maisa Chazoka by an issue? I saw this no god of parats. By an eved, it's mishtabed in the eved. He do some ma'aser shibud. What would be the chazaka by isha? Be ezek kiddushin. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what Tosha was envisioning of here. But a confronting place is where chazaka should work. It works by soda. But oy, the kamek boy book the shami nolan. My boy, look at me soda. But so lekach near the bein atam. The guy seen the pochshem putle in the tayim. The guy's nashle big pen italian dosi. Ela haynu taimo. He's explaining the Masorah Gemara. You should degomer kicha mikicha misteyefrayim dechse bekesef upochus and putle mikri kesef. So what's the Gemara's cash in the first place? By machshishik shokhil vei mochanami v'shtar v'chazok lehikshi lehikshu dobshita delegaminim kicholasis isha kichol in yoni sodom. We're not learning that all in yoni kinyin. Only those things that are kesef. They have kesef. Ulochim yivoyil on the kaman b'shami nolod delegaminim misodah elo v'kesef delegaminim misodah elo lekesef dafka. We can only learn from a sodah Kesef, dichsid bei kichot, says kichot by kesef. Le parach v'chalipin, elam yishum, dehavi ke'en kesef dekro, she'esh b'em shover putu. Chalipin, the Gemara thought, that's ke'en kesef. Because it's a shover putu, she'esh b'em shover putu. V'hochi perusha, v'eim ha'chanam yishe, tikni isha b'chalipin, kishe'esh b'oisin chalipin shover putu, ke'en kesef dekro. Fe mishtar she'esh b'em shover putu, The ain't so she yishra shar puta kramin begitin, kosher l'Israel ano a kosher. Have a chalipim the shover puta daim in the kesef. So what Taisa saying? Taisa saying the Gemara halamina by. Well, let me read the whole Taisa, then we'll come back in a second. Let me read another one. Mashani chalipim isnu pachas shar puta imkain ena mitam kesef elokinin achol. What does it say here in Taisa? Taisa first of all learns. Now, we don't learn out all kinyonim from Soda, we don't learn out Chazoka, we don't learn out Shtar, only Kesef. So, what was the Havamina Chalipin? So, Taisa is Chalipin, and Havamina that since Chalif Ben is Ka'en Kesef, so when the Chalif Ben has a Shomer Putta, so it should work. So like this. In other Rishonim, this Girsa of Rabbeinu Tam, other Rishonim also have the Ramban, the Ritva. There's a school of Rishonim where we have this Girsa. The other Rishonim, they learn that the Shakta of Tayyam in Gemara is that that's for sure. Other Kinyonim that have nothing to do with Kesef are not in the Limbud. The Limbud is for Kesef. The Shakta of Tayyam in the Gemara is that the Gemara not having the thought that Chalipin is Mitam Kesef. The original solution is that the Gemara Havamin that Chalipin is a Toba of Kesef. And the Maskana is that since Chalipin is Isnu, Vipachos Mishavar Putu, so you see that Chalipin has nothing to do with Kesef. It's a different kind of Kenyan part. Kilu L'Shakar Tayyar, and the Gemara revolves around the issue, what is Chalipin? Is Chalipin a kind of Kenyan Kesef? Is it a Toba of Kesef? Lashon HaRitva. That's the Havamin of Gemara, so then it goes into the limit of Kikha Kikha. Or, is it nothing to do with Kesef? That's the Maskana one. Since it's Isnu Pachos Mishavar Putu, that's a Gili Milso that Chalipin is not Pateres Kesef. So, is that what Taisus means also? Is that the Pshat in Taisus? There's two indications that that's not the Pshat in Taisus. First of all, Taisus asks about Shtar. He said, what about Shtar? What if the Shtar has a Shomer Putta? What's Taisus 1? Why not? Is a Havman of the Shtar as Bateres Kesef? Taisus learns also, Taisus learns that the Gemara's Kasha is that Chalipin should work Kishigesh Rem Shomer Putta. It's Mashman Taisus, really, that the Gemara knows that Chalipin sometimes does not have a Shavar Putta. And in that case, it won't work with Eris Kedushin. That's very much Mashman Taisus. The Kasha is, when the Chalipin has a Shavar Putta, then it should work with Eris, then it should work. And Taisus, so what about a Shtar? What if the Shtar has a Shavar Putta? That's the Shakar Tayyar Taisus. And what if a Shtar has a Shavar Putta? If you're saying that Chalipin should work when it has a Shavar Putta, so a Shtar should also work when it has a Shavar Putta. The Ramban, the Ritva, they don't ask such a question. They learn, a Shtar is not a Toldo of Kesef. What does that to do? The Taisus asks it for a question. The same way Chalipin should work when it has a Shavar Putta, the Shtar should work when it has a Shavar Putta. So what's the Chalipin Taisus draws? Taisus, no, Shtar. Taisus says Shtar works by Yisuri Hanok. What he means, Rav Chanan explains to us, he means Chalipin doesn't work by Yisrael. That's a Gemara. Forget where, but it's a Gemara. Chalipin doesn't work by Yisrael. You don't need a Shavar Putta, but it doesn't work on Yisrael. No. Keilu, by Shtar, you can do it even on Yisrael. No, because it's the Dvorim of the Shtar that make the Kenyan. So even if it's Yisrael, no, so your Mamish, there's no. It doesn't matter. The Dvorim of the Shtar make the Kenyan. Shaykh by Chalipin, Yisrael no doesn't work. So you may not need a Shavar Putta. But the value of the kli is part of the kinyan. So therefore, when the kli has a shomer putta, so it should be good for kiddushin. The kaponim, there's two nekudos here. First of all, the issue about shtar. The other rishonim don't touch shtar because it doesn't make sense. If the Gemara's question was that you might have me that chalipin is a toldo kesef, so shtar madoch hashmei is a have me that the shtar is a toldo kesef, and you want to prove the shtar is not a toldo kesef, you have to prove it from the fact that you can write a shtar on Yisuri Hanok. That Shtar is a Toldo of Kesef. Especially since the Alma, not in the context of Kiddushin, Shtar couldn't possibly be a Toldo of Kesef because who gives the Shtar? The Machne writes the Shtar, not the Kaina. The Kaina gives the Kesef and the Machne writes the Shtar. Obviously, Shtar has nothing to do with Kesef. Happens to be kedushin, the husband does everything. But talking about the nature of the kinyan itself, the Gemara Havamina, it can't be a Havamina that Shtar, Kinyan Shtar in general, is a total kesef. And after all, Tosis is busy with shtar ba'alma, because what was Tosis' kasha? Why do I, let's learn out shtar from Stayefen. That's what the word Tosis is busy with. Why do we need a limud for shtar? Let's learn out shtar from Stayefen. How do you learn out shtar from Stayefen? By Stayefen, shtar is not a told of kesef. Because kesef, Avram gave kesef to Efen. If it would have been a shtar, Efen would have given the shtar to Avram. Obviously, shtar is not a told of kesef. So why are you bringing up shtar? Moreover, the other Rishonim, when they say this mahalach in the Gemara, that the Gemara thought that Chalipin is a told of kesef, and that Chalipin should work by Kiddushin, they learned that Chalipin should work by Kiddushin 100%, even if it doesn't have a Shavah Kuta. Because it's all a told of kesef. Yeah, we saw in the Rana, I think the other Rishonim also say, maybe a Kli as a Chashivus doesn't have to have a Shavah Kuta. But not that he mechalach the Kinyan in half. So this notion, Tosis is mashma, that when the Gemara thought that Chalipin should work, the Gemara didn't think all Chalipin should work. The Gemara, Chalipin that have a Shavah Kuta should work. If they don't have a Shavah Kuta, then it won't work. The other Rishonim don't have such a notion. And how could they? If the Gemara didn't have a meaning that Chalipin should work for Kiddushin because Chalipin is a told of kesef, so then Chalipin, it can't be that some Chalipin is a told of kesef and some Chalipin is not. It can't be that Chalipin that has a Shavah Kuta is a told of kesef and Chalipin that doesn't have a Shavah Kuta is not a told of kesef. Doesn't make any sense. Either Chalipin is a told of kesef or it's not. And those who will learn that there's a havmin that Chalipin is a told of kesef. Or the Rana Moshe Lulun is that even the Maskana Chalipin is Mitaris kesef. So Ran deals with and what's Pachas B'Shavah Puta? So Ran says, well, a Kli has a Chashivus. So that's how it could be Mitaris kesef. In Taisus and Mashma, Taisus says in Taisus explicitly, the Gemara is a havmin that we should learn out Chalipin is if the Chalipin happens to have a Shavah Puta. So where does all this kinduce? Kitzur, what I'm saying is like this. In other Rishonim, and this does not say in Tosis, in other Rishonim, the Nusach is that the Gemara is having it was a Chalipin is a total of Kesef, therefore if Kesef works, Chalipin should work also, because Chalipin is Kesef. Or it's under the umbrella of Kesef. And the Gemara's Teretz is that that's not true. Chalipin is not the Teretz Kesef. Tosis is not mastered that's the Shaka retired. A, because Tosis learns that the Gemara's Kasha was not that Chalipin should work, but that Chalipin should work if it happens to have a Shavah Kuta. It can't be that we say, if it happens to have a Shavah Kuta, then it's a told of Kesef. It doesn't make any sense. And B, you see that in Tosfos there's a Hisyachsus, that if you're telling me that Chalipin should work, is that if it happens to have a Shavah Kuta, so let's say the same thing by Shtar, if the Shtar happens to have a Shavah Kuta, it should work too? And Tosfos answered no, because Chalipin's Shtar is even good on Yisur Anor. So like I said, that's different. You can even write a Shtar on Yisur Anor, that means that the Shavis of the Shtar doesn't enter into the Maisikin altogether. Let's say. But Al Kaponim, Tosfos like Nochas to the issue of Shtar. And the other Rishonim, there's no, Shtar, obviously there's not going to be an issue of Shtar, because Shtar is not a told of Kesef. Could never be a told of Kesef. It comes from a different, it's not the Kohen who gives the Shtar. So what does all this show? I think all of this shows that in Tosfos, the Havamina was not that Chalipin should work because it's a told of Kesef. Tosfos held that the Havamina was that Chalipin should work because it's a Kenyan that works by a Soda and has Kesef in it. In other words, the Tosfos had the Chatkila said, let's let out all Kenyanim from Soda. Let's let out Chazok, let's let out Shtar. You're learning that from Stayefen. So we should learn out that all Kinyonim that work by Stayefen should work by Kiddushin as well. So the other Rishonim, the Teretz is that we're rejecting that entirely. We're saying, no, that's not the nature of the Limud. The Limud is not from Stayefen. The Limud is specifically to Kinyan Kesef or to things that are told of Kinyan Kesef. Tosfos, I think, is not the way. Tosfos is learning the Limud still remains that it's from Stayefen. And since the Limud is from Stayefen, so Kinyonim that work by Stayefen should work by Kiddushin too. I say, but still, since the limud is kicha kicha from Stayefron, and the kicha kicha from Stayefron was nasati kesef asoda, so we can only learn out kinyani soda that utilize kesef, that have kesef in them. Because part of the gzeres shava is, the gzeres shava tells me that kinyani soda work by kiddushin, but on condition that the maisa kiddushin should involve an asinus kesef. And if the Maisa Kiddushin doesn't involve an Asinus Kesef, then you can't learn it out from this Gzeir Shavah. But it's like an extra din. We're learning out from Stayefen Kinyonim, But on condition that the kinyanim involve a nasati kesef, because that's the limit of kicha kicha, and therefore a ma'isik kiddushin, at least a ma'isik kiddushin that's learned out from Sa'e Ephraim, has to have in it the element of nasati kesef. But it doesn't necessarily have to be kinyan kesef per se, it could be some other kinyan, as long as in the kinyan is the element of nasati kesef. And then we could put it into the gzeres shavah of kicha kicha. And that was the Gemara's havamina b'chalipin. The Gemara knew chalipin is a different kinyan. Chalipin is not kinyan kesef. Chalipin you can do with a pachas shomer putter. And when you do chalipin with a pachas shomer putter, then it's not kesef. And even if you do, it's not kinyan kesef. There was never a habit in this kinyan kesef. But it's a kinyan that works by a sonar. And sometimes it has kesef in it, if it happens to have a shomer putter. So therefore the Gemara's question was, if you do chalipin, and it happens to have a shomer putter, so then it should work by kiddushin, because then you have all the elements. You have a kinyan that works by stayafim. It happens to involve an asinus kesef because it happens to have a shomer putto. So that should work by kiddushin. Taisus would say the same thing by shtar. Kiddushin shtar is a kinyan that works by stayafim. And if we'll apply it to kiddushin, then he'll give the shtar, not her, because we don't keep the kisika. So he's going to be the one giving the shtar, not her. And if the shtar happens to have a shomer putto in it, then we have all that we need. We have a kinyan that works by stayafim. And it happens to have a put in it. So if it happens to have a put in it, so let it work with Taris Kiddushin. So this is anodyne. A shtar, since you can do it even on Isser Hanoh, so that means the shavis of the shtar doesn't go into the shtar at all. Like the Maisi Kinyan is the Devarim of the shtar, not the physical shtar. So even that the fact that it happens to have Kesef, but the Kesef is not part of the Maisi Kinyan. By Shankin, by Chalipin, where you can't do it on Isser Hanoh, that means that the shavis of the Chalipin, the physical Sudr, is part of the Maisi Kinyan. So then, if it happens to have a shomer putto, then the kinyan is being done with that shomer putto. That was the Gemara's kasha. Yeah, so then you have to know what's the Gemara's teretz. But the chayr, let's look that was the Gemara's kasha. It's different than the other shayim. The kasha was never that chalipin is a total of kesef. The Gemara from the beginning was not a total of kesef. The kasha was, but it's a kinyan and it has an asinus kesef. That's enough. So then, what's the teretz of the Gemara? Chalipin is no bracha shomer putto. So what? We always know that. But if it happens to have a shomer putto, let it be good. So this is not so clear. The lesson of Taisus is umeshani chalipin is no bracha shomer putto v'mkein eina mitam kesef eli kinyan achil. My lesson of Taisus is shek. Because if the way we're building our places, we always knew it's a kinyan acher. But the question is, but it's a good kinyan with a ma'isa kesef. Like that, the chayr taisa must mean, even though it's definitely going to wash it, he must mean the Gemara is saying something. The Gemara is saying not just that it's not a total kesef. The Gemara is saying that even if it happens to have a shavu kesef, even if the chalipin happens to have a shavu putto, but the giving of the shavu putto is not called the nesinus kesef, because since you're giving it b'taris chalipin and not b'taris kesef, it's not even called nosati kesef hasod. In other words, it doesn't even go into the gzeres shavah. The gzeres shavah is nosati kesef, and chalipin, since it's istnu b'pachas b'shavah putta, so even if it happens to have a shavah putta in it, so you're giving a shavah putta, but you're not giving it b'taris kesef, so it's not in the gzeres shavah. The gzeres shavah is dafka nosati kesef b'taris kesef, not nosati kesef b'taris chalipin. And the lashon tais teretz is doch right there. But on the other hand, the way Taisus set up the Gemara's Avin, the Chayetz Mukhuk, that was the Avin. Let's say that that's the Pshat and Taisus. Again, a little bit, it's tentative. And then it's not so partial because there's a Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosher. I don't know if we're going to have time. Well, we'll see. Maybe I'd like to deal with it. Is there, I don't remember the Siman now. Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosher, but I'm sure you could find it. Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosher, the one that's related to this Taisus, this Taisus is in Sefer Yosher, Rabbeinu Tam. And there there's Dibur Macherim completely. So I don't know what's going on with that. But at the point of the Tosfos, the way it's written, l'chora, I mean, the rayas from the beginning of the whole Hemshecha Tosfos are very strong. But the Havamina was never the Chalipin is a told of Kesef. A, because it's Mukhach and Tosfos, that even in the Havamina, the question was only from Chalipin that happens to have a Shavu Putta, not from Chalipin that don't have a Shavu Putta. And B, from the fact that Tosfos had to be Messiachas to Shtar. So Mukhach that the Havamina was never the Chalipin is a told of Kesef. We knew always Chalipin is not a told of Kesef. The Havamina was, but so what? It's a Kinyan and it involves an Asinus Kesef. And that's the Gzeir Shava. The Gzeir Shava is a Kenyan that works by Stay Ephraim and has a Nasati Kesef in it, works by Kiddushan as well. I mean, and we'll have to say that what's the Maskana? The Maskana of the word is that this is not even called Nasati Kesef. Because a Nasinus Chalipin, since Chalipin be Etzim could be blessed in a Shavu Putto, even if it happens to have a Shavu Putto, that's not called Nasati Kesef. Something like that. I want to show you something interesting. Take a look at and that me and Bob Madara to the Gemara. Potom of they don't have to concern us that much, but the Gemara is busy there with the case. Somebody was Lakadish woman with Taino. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah, somebody was Lakadish woman with Taino, and Taino's not worth the Shomer Puto, so she's Aina Mukadeshis. So the Gemara says that there's two cases in the Mishnah. One is where she put the Taino down on the table, and the other case is where she ate the Taino. And the Gemara says, what do you need both cases for? That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says it's a cheap that you need both cases. It's about, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom. So the Lord says, Loi mi boya koma. Loi mi boya manachas dika shor puti ni loi loi. Ava loi cheles. Hoylo mikra vahanoz hanayosu ema gomer miknaya nafsho. If she eats the chain, if it's on the table, of course it has to be a shor puti. But if she put it in her mouth, so she right away was nana from it, mikra vahanayosu, maybe she's gomer miknaya nafsho even with less than a shor puti. Kamash below. This is one of the Gemaras where it says that Kenyan Kesef works with that it affects the Gemir Stas. That the Messina, the Kabbalah affects the Gemir Stas. Zot Taisis, the Baron Taisis. Eimer Gomer Miknaya. Afel Gadalei Toli, but he told his Kaddish Pachas Shavu Putta. Kedamin Imperakama. She's not able to, she can't be Miss Kaddish Pachas Shavu Putta anyway. Not really up to her. Miyu Bekal Eisit Shichus. Taisis said earlier, it's not a serious argument. What does it matter? She's mikvah hanayoso, so she's happy. You need a shomer puto. It's not up to her to say, well, I will. She can be enthusiastic about a pachas shomer puto. Not up to her. But the kal, just a chichasa. It doesn't have to be serious. So is yomar daches or bochveres? Bochveres to chayim. Yomar daches. Yomar says. We've seen this yomar a little bit. Why is a drasha by Ebedivi? The kesef unikne, the ain unikne, the tool of a tailor. The kesef drasha b'bal, the kesef mikdasa. The kesef unikne, the ain unikne, the tool of a tailor. Well, so what does that mean? Is that unikne the tool of a tailor? First of all, thinks it means to be mad chalipin. Where it says no, but chalipin, you can't do chalipin with payas anyway. What's tool? Tool is you can't do chalipin with tool. So the Gemara thought it means it has to be kayas. That's what Gemara said. It has to be kayas. The Gemara says no, that's not the pshat. It means. But how would have a halamina, since it's mikvah and yosa, so maybe you could be nicknamed with pachas mishavu puto. Kamash v'lo, the pasuk tells me that you have to have a kesef and can't be mekadesh with pachas mishavu puto. So berachs v'chaim. So you see, it's a serious thing. It's a pasuk. Taisnef Menvav says there's no halamina that mikvah and yosa should make a difference. If it's not worth the puto, the mikvah and yosa from today till tomorrow, it's garnished. It's just a chichas in the mishnah, but it's not a serious halamina. So berachs said and Menvav. And the ches, it's not a shichus, it's a pasuk. The pasuk found it necessary to tell me the kesef unikne ve'enu unikne b'tfu v'kelim that even though it's mikra v'hanayosa, but it's no good. So how is such a steer? Yes, there's probably technical ways to deal with this. Maybe you could say that there's different degrees in mikra v'hanayosa. That's mikra v'hanayosa that is on the table. That the above it's mikra v'hanayosa that you put in your mouth. Taisus knew that that's not serious. But that's not what Taisus said. Taisus said, a swar, loy b'di dot ha'yamilson. Daf Ches thinks that there is a psahava, you know, it's a mikvah yosay, and that's more able to make the kinyan. So Rav Chaim, so Rav Meir asked this kashuv to Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim told him there's a difference between kinyan kesef ba'alma, which is Daf Ches and Abedivri, who's being claimed as asmi kesef, or who's being nikne be kesef, and kiddushin. That by kinyan kesef ba'alma, you need the kesef for gemiras das. Because the Prophet Shavu Buddha doesn't make a gemiras das. And there, this taka havim, you know, that if it's mikvah hamei also, maybe there's a gemiras das even without. Taisim Avav is talking about kiddushin. Taisim Avav is saying by kiddushin you need kesef, you need a shavu putta, not just because of the gemiras das. You need a shavu putta because the maisa kiddushin has to have a nesinus putta. So the gemiras das it doesn't help. Maybe there is a gemiras das, but it's halach and the maisa kiddushin that has to have a shavu putta. I'd kind of find that there in Bachabeh. So Shaila is like, okay, but how do we know that? I mean, where does it get that from? Where does it get that from? So I thought that if we're right about the Taisus over here, then this is the mocker for that Taisus. Because it says in our Taisus that in the Limud of Kicha Kicha Mistayefoin, it says, not that you have to have specifically Kinyan Kesef. We could be Marba Shar Kinyanim too. We could be Marba, even theoretically, Shtar or Chalipin, we could have been Marba other Kinyanim. The only thing is, there's a Tanai that it has to include Nasati Kesef. So if there's a Tanai in the Maisa Kinyan, if you had a Shtar that included Nasati Kesef, it would be a good Kinyan for Kiddushin. I mean, anyway, it's a good Kinyan because we have other Pasuk for Shtar. But we could learn that from this Pasuk. If you could have a Chalipin that involved an Asati Kesef somehow, then it would be good. Then it would be a good Kinyan. But it just doesn't, because Shtar, the Kesef is not part of the Shtar. And even by Chalipin, the Maskana Segemara is that the giving of the Sudar is not the Teiras, or whatever that means. You know, it's not the Teiras Masati Kesef. It has to be given over the Teiras Nesinas Kesef, not the Teiras Chalipin. Yeah, we're not clear exactly the Teiras Segemara. But it says in this places, that's the point that I want to bring up. It says in this places that there's a limud not just for Kinyan Kesef. There's a limud, that's not even a limud. The limud is not Kinyan Kesef. The limud is Kinyan of Stei Ephraim, but tonight that it involved in Asati Kesef. That's only a Chiddush by Kiddushin. That you have to have, there's a separate tonight that Kiddushin, at least those Kinyonim that are learned out from Stei Ephraim, have to be like Stei Ephraim, that they involve in Asati Kesef Asot. If not for this Gemara and this Taisus, I would have said, it says Nasati Kesef, because I'm learning out Kinyan Kesef. So of course it says, you need Nasati Kesef, because we're learning Kinyan Kesef. And by Kinyan Kesef itself, why do you need Kesef? Because you need a Gemara's Das. So I don't see anything. But now it emerges from this Sugya, the way Taisus understood the Sugya, that the Limud from Stei Ephraim is not for Kinyan Kesef. The Limud for Stei Ephraim is for a Kinyan that works by a Soda, that also satisfies an independent condition called Nasati Kesef. Adkadei Kach, that's why the Gemara Dehavim by Chalipin. Because Chalipin is a Kinyan that works by Stei Ephraim and satisfies, at least the Gemara thought it satisfies Nasati Kesef. The Gemara's Maskan is that no, Chalipin doesn't satisfy Nasati Kesef, because since it's Isnu, the Kachos of Shavar Putta, so even when you happen to give a Shavar Putta, it's not called Nasati Kesef. For some reason that we haven't really fully developed, you know, fleshed out. But it says in this Gemara that Nasati Kesef does not mean Kinyan Kesef. It means an independent condition of the Kinyanim that are learned out for Kiddushin from Stei Ephraim, that they have to involve in Nasati Kesef. Ad kedei kach that lu yitzur a shtar could not be written on Isra Hanah, then a shtar that had a shavu putta would be, we could learn out from here too. So Mela, it comes out now that by Kiddushin there's a new thing called Nasati Kesef, that you have to give a Shavu Putta. So for that, what's going to help Mikvah Hanayos? Mikvah Hanayos helps for the Gemir's Das Shabbat. This has nothing to do with the Gemir's Das. Shtar is not with the Gemir's Das. Khalif is not. Well, whatever. It has nothing to do with the Gemir's Das. It's a new tonight called Nasati Kesef. That's a Taisim in Mbav. It says Kedisa Perakama. Maybe it means Agamar. It says in Perakama, it probably does mean Agamar, Benis. I mean, even without it. Right? He's saying it says in the Gemara, the Leitoli but Yidol is Kaddish B'Kochas Shavu Putta. Gramina Perakami. It means Agamar. Yishu B'Kochas Shavu Putta Le Miknaya. But you read in Agamar, Yishu B'Kochas Shavu Putta Le Miknaya. It doesn't mean that we're saying something about Kinyan Kesef. That Kinyan Kesef needs Shavu Putta in order to have a Gemir's Das. We're not being down in Kenyan Kesser. We're being down in Kenyan Chalipin, which we thought we could learn out from Steyr Efren, because it works by Steyr Efren. And then Mar's parents is, but there's a new din called Nasati Kesser that you have to have in the Sinus Kesser. And Isha, the Pachas and Shavu put the Loi Miknaya, because it doesn't satisfy Nasati Kesser. So the place is, what's it going to help that it's Mikravani also? But Shayan came and invited Mortomid Evadir, but he was Nikna the Kesser. That's a parsha of Kesser Miknosa, it's a regular Kenyan Kesser. Regular Kenyan Kesser, why do you have to have a Shavu Putto? Because you need to have a Gemir's Das. There could be a Havmir, maybe that if it's Mikravani also, maybe there is a Gemir's Das. That's what Rav Chaim said. That by Kiddushin, besides the halacha of Gemir's Das, there's a new halacha that you have to have a mice in the Sinus Kesser. Where'd that halacha come from? Lefi Taisus, it comes out of this Gemara.